With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Growing organic corn has always had its challenges, but researchers are working on developing breeds specifically suited to help farmers that want to grow organic corn. Dr. Jim Stute says one of the biggest challenges is developing organic seed corn that can resist contamination from cross-pollination with the genetically modified corn. Now, this is of critical importance when farmers want to sell that organic corn.
In organic production, you can't have GMO contamination. If you get pollen coming in from a transgenic crop, that gene shows up, and there are tests. If you come up hot for one of the traits, then you get rejected.
He says cross-pollination really is the biggest issue here.
Conventional wisdom is you need to be 600 feet away from, if you're doing breeding work, 600 feet away from the nearest cornfield. But experience says that no, pollen will drift, especially if you get windy days in the right condition, up to a quarter of a mile, so it can cause contamination.
And some information now for the non-farmer out there. Feeding organic corn is really critical to the organic poultry and pork industries. So organic corn seed research really has some very wide implications for the entire organic industry, not just what people are eating. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.